Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. When I take an inventory of the litany of assaults on commercial agriculture, I can hardly believe it. We're talking about an industry that does so much good. Our own citizens are well fed, perhaps too well fed sometimes. We export 1/3 of our production to feed the hungry people around the world. We provide 10% of the energy needs of the nation. And that's no small contribution. And yet there is always someone or some organization trying to tell us what we can do and can't do. It might be air, water property rights, or maybe just animal welfare. What I want to focus on today is EPA's priority to review the safety of atrazine. A complete review was just completed in 2006. The 2006 review ruled that atrazine herbicides pose no harm that would result to the general U.S. population, infants, children, and other major identifiable subgroups of consumers. And I quoted that. Atrazine has been safely used by crop farmers for 2 decades. Even EPA estimates that the herbicide saves growers $28 per acre. Atrazine is an extremely valuable herbicide for corn, sugarcane, and sorghum growers, controlling weeds on more than half of our acres. We need to defend our industry. Our critics cannot stand commercial agriculture. They stay up all night dreaming up ways to disrupt our business. They really want to ban all crop protection products and genetic engineering that contributes to the increased productivity of agriculture. This is just one of a long, long list of uncertainties that we face. Now, how can we multiply confidence, investment, and jobs in this country if we don't have some certainty about the future? Are all of the tax breaks going to expire after this year? Who knows? Well, where is the death tax headed? We don't know. Will the renewable fuel standard be increased? What about the trade agreement sitting in limbo? Just to mention a few issues of uncertainty. I'm getting a little irritated, I know. Fortunately, I'll be on the farm in Illinois this week, and I'm sure that'll boost my spirits. It always does. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.